Go. And welcome to another edition of the Orange and Blue podcast. Tonight, we're going to be joined by former Illinois offensive lineman Jack Cornell, who is now the head coach at his alma mater, Quincy Notre Dame, over on the west side of the state. Welcome in, Jack, to our show.
Jim, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Jack, I want to start right off by, you know, talking about the elephant in the room, and that's the state of football, the state of high school football in the state of Illinois. I know nobody had a fall season, obviously, and prospects are, you know, was looking dim for having a spring season, but with the mitigations being loosened today, I don't know what that means for high school football starting up. Because you guys would probably start practice in February, I would guess, if you guys were to start a season in March, correct?
Yeah, Jim, that's right. We were supposed to be starting practice February 15th. Our first game is supposed to be March 5th. You know, I haven't heard anything other than that. Obviously, the news today that's impacted our region and a lot of other regions in Illinois is good news. And, you know, I think that we've come a long way in the last 10 months from the start of this thing until now. And I think we know a lot more than we did back then. And I'm hoping that the powers that be, you know, let these young people play sports. You know, they're really chomping at the bit and seeing these high school age kids, you know, the boys and the girls both, you know, they really just want to be out there and competing. And I think that they deserve that opportunity. And if it's safe enough to do so, which I believe that it is, that we should try to find a way to make it happen.
Now, with all the other states surrounding Illinois playing football in the fall, what was it like for you as a head coach not to have your team out there playing against, you know, the conference opponents and whatnot? It had to have been really tough for you.
Well, certainly it's challenging. And, you know, where we're at, we're right here on the Mississippi River. So Hannibal, Missouri is a stone's throw away. I mean, it's a 20-minute drive. So, and there's a lot of high schools right across the river from us who had seasons and had really good seasons, had a lot of success. And I'm really happy for them. I think what that showed is that there's a way to get this done. And, you know, for the state to just trust the coaches, the people that love for and care for these young people that want to see them go out and play, I think it's given us nothing but confidence. Certainly it's challenging, especially for our players to see, you know, Palmyra High School and over in Palmyra, Missouri had a really good football season this year. And for them to be, you know, the cream of the crop around here and the only one, I think it leaves a place in our kids' hearts to want to go out there and have a chance. So I think they're able to, and they should have that opportunity.
Hey, Jack, did you, you know, being on the river, did you lose some kids going over to Missouri to play football?
You know, John, we didn't lose a single kid off our football team. And I think what that shows you is just the culture that we've got building at Quincy Notre Dame High School. And in this football team, you know, we certainly had a lot of those temptations. And I think that, you know, if I was in their shoes, I'd have probably thought the same thing, you know. But the fact is that we, all of our young men stayed put with the hopes of having a football season. So we're trusting in this process. We're trusting in the system, and we're doing everything that we can to get out there. And I think that the governor certainly needs to wake up to that fact and give us that opportunity.
So what's it like to coach at your alma mater?
It's a dream come true, John. You know, really it is. This is what I wanted to be doing at this point in my life. And for us to have winning football out here means a lot to me personally, you know, but to be home where I grew up, where my wife grew up, where we went to high school at, where we know so many people and love so many people, it's a special place. And, you know, Quincy's kind of on its own little island out here. But, you know, we certainly get around and we love to compete and we love to put, you know, the best product out there that we can, whether it's football or anything. But I really enjoy the aspect of going to work every day at the high school I went to. I never, you know, thought that I'd be really doing that. But the fact is I'm loving every minute of it, and I know that I'm making an impact, which is what really matters.
Excellent.
Now, Jack, I know that during the fall, I live in St. Joe, which is just east of Champaign, and high school St. Joseph Ogden, and I know I've got a junior that plays, and we had, you know, they had workouts throughout the fall in anticipation of, you know, not having a season. They were still working out. Were you able to work out with your team, and for how long, and how do you think that helped you guys heading into the winter when I'm sure some guys still stayed, you know, with it and lifted weights and did some things on their own, but how did that help your team?
Yeah, well, we had 15 contact day practices this fall, which, you know, was 15 more than nothing, which I'm grateful that we had the opportunity to have and to go out there and to put a football team out there, a varsity, a JV, and, you know, certainly have all the rules that we had to follow as far as social distancing and trying to keep, you know, our numbers down when working together. But it created new challenges for us that we just had to face. And it was the same challenges that everybody else in the state had to face. And we had to do our best to, you know, roll with those punches and to compete and to practice. You know, we had, I think, 12 practices this summer, you know, before, by the time we were able to start things and by the time we stopped things going into the fall, you know, so we were able to go out there and compete and do something, but it wasn't really much of what we were used to at a football practice. But, you know, I think what it did do, again, was it allowed us the opportunity and our young people to play football and to, you know, be doing – I mean, there were beautiful days that we had in the fall where it was, you know, upwards of 60-plus degrees outside. And, I mean, these guys were loving every minute of it. And it was where they should be, you know, in that point in time on that field in the fall. But I think that we kept the mindset that, you know, we have a season ahead of us. We have an opponent. We have a schedule. You know, we're going to be playing in the Big 12 Conference out of the Bloomington, Peoria, and Champaign areas. So we got to work it out for us. So, you know, regardless, we've got to be putting in that work and preparing ourselves, you know, and the unknown is what it is. I think as long as we're working towards something, that's what we, you know, our job as football coaches is supposed to be doing for these young people and giving them the structure that we're able to give them, you know, at this point, regardless if you're playing a football game or not.
Hey, Jack, what can you translate from what you learned at U of I playing on the field at U of I? What is there something that can translate to how you coach guys at Quincy Notre Dame?
Yeah, I think that football, you know, no matter what level you look at, the techniques and fundamentals are the same. You know, obviously the athletes that I played with at Illinois and that are playing there now, all of them are better athletes than what I've got on my high school team. But, you know, the technique that they use and the fundamentals of the game remain the same. It's a blocking, tackling, and holding on to the football type of sport. So, you know, whether it be drills, practice structure, culture, you know, ways to just treat people. There's a lot of things I think that you can learn in this game as a coach from anywhere you go, but certainly, you know, as a coach, I draw on a lot of my playing experiences, and as a young coach, that's really all that I have to pull from right now. But, you know, I think we won a lot of games when I was in Illinois. I was fortunate. I mean, obviously you see these jerseys behind me. So we went to a couple bowl games when I was there. So there's a lot of good football there that I got to learn from and my teammates got to learn from. And I think it's great seeing a lot of my former teammates that are now coaches, head coaches, assistant coaches. They're back in this game and are very clearly utilizing the tools that they picked up along the way as players now, you know, teaching their players the same stuff. So, like I said, no matter what level you're at, whether it's the NFL, college football, high school football, you know, Pop Warner, whatever, blocking, tackling, holding on to football. And, you know, as a coach, you just got to keep it that simple. Sometimes we make things more complicated than they are, but, you know, that's really all it is.
Jack, that's a good transition into our next topic, which is the new head football coach at the University of Illinois, Brett Bielema. I know him being from the state of Illinois, grew up near the Quad Cities in Prophetstown. He wants to try to come back and, you know, he's been an established head coach in the, you know, in collegiate football, doing well at Wisconsin, then doing fairly well at Arkansas as well. He wants to try to take back the state and get some of the kids that maybe have left the state to stay in state and play for Illinois. What do you know about Bielema and what do you think of the hire that Illinois made?
Yeah, Jim, I'm really excited about the hire. I think you hit the nail on the head there. He's from Illinois. He's from this state. A lot of his assistant coaches are from this state and played high school football in this state, and so they kind of understand what it means. And certainly I know how good of a head coach Brett Bielema can be. I played against him when he was at Wisconsin. Didn't win many games against him when he was at Wisconsin. So I know that his pedigree speaks for itself, and it all starts with recruiting. And I think that, you know, from the moment he was hired, him trying to reach out to high school coaches in this state and try to build those relationships was huge and something that I know means a lot to the high school coaches in Illinois. But I love his brand of football. He wants to play big boy football. I listen, as an offensive lineman, I'm all about that. You know, let's put our hands on the ground and let's put a fullback in the game and try to smash people in the face. I think that's what football, offensive football, ought to be about. And, you know, I think that schematically, you know, and you look everywhere he's been, he's had success. You know, I mean, he's since he's been a head coach, he's won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, been an assistant coach with the Giants. So, I mean, he is a football coach. And certainly when you're driven to win, like I think that he is, and you know how to do it, that is a good place to start. But him recruiting the state of Illinois, I think, is a big thing for the people and for the young people in this state. because we got a lot of talented football players in Illinois. And I think that, you know, when you look at all the teams that I was on when, in college, the good teams, you know, Ron Zook and his staff really recruited the heck out of Illinois. And I think, you know, you go from east to west and north to south, it's a big state and it's a deep state. And if you can kind of keep a lot of those players, if not all of them in there, you're going to have success, I believe. So I'm excited about that.
And Jack, when you guys are recruiting, say, Illinois or whoever is recruiting an area, they'll come to you and they want to look at your players. But do they ask for your analysis on kids in the area?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, I remember when Jairo Brock was getting recruited at Quincy High here in town. And schools would come and they would look at some of our guys. We didn't have that type of athlete, but, you know, they would ask us our 2 cents. And I think especially when you get up north around Chicago with those teams that are so close to each other, they really know your opponents. And I think that, you know, you get a kind of an objective standpoint from a football coach. And I think that anytime those coaches come in, whether it's the D1 level or, you know, D2, D3, NAIA, I mean, anytime coaches get together, they're going to talk ball, you know, whether it's drawing up plays on a board or talking about kids they've come across. And, you know, maybe even as a high school coach, maybe I can learn something from that college coach. Maybe he picked up something from my rival high school that would be some good information for me to have. You know, I don't know. But those relationships that you build together on the recruiting trail are really what make, you know, a lot of those relationships fun to have.
Jack, real quick, you know, I don't want to rehash the Lovie Smith years, but there was a lot of perception that particular staff, they were not real active recruiting the state of Illinois. They burned a few bridges that didn't have great contacts with the coaches. Do you feel early on here that Brett Bielema is going to be different and that they're going to focus on the Illinois kids and get to know some of the coaches?
I do, and I think, you know, like I said, from the moment that Coach B was hired, he reached out to the head of the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association, Coach Mark Grounds from Jacksonville, Illinois, Jacksonville High School, and, you know, kind of extending that, trying to build that bridge out. And I think that's, you know, the thing you get with a brand new coach is a fresh start, and a guy that comes in and knows how to build relationships and does that is going to be all positive. So I think that that's, you know, a concerted effort, certainly. I don't know what all Coach Bielema and his staff are able to do right now. I mean, with all the COVID stuff and recruiting is just totally different. You know, I would always love to hear those coaches and how they have to adapt to stuff like that. But, you know, I know that when those guys are able to get out there and start meeting people when it's safe for them to do it, that those guys are chomping at the bit. And, you know, like I said, they're Illinois guys. I think there's coaches that, you know, have come back from the previous staff who understand the area and the recruiting landscape of it. And, you know, I think it's all good stuff.
You know, you were a recruit yourself. Now you're a head coach. So you've got recruiting experience from two different levels here. As a recruit and then as a coach, you know, what do you want to hear from a college coach when they walk into your living room or they walk into your office at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I want to hear how they're building a winner. You know, everybody wants to come in and everybody's trying to win games, but how are you doing it? And, you know, what's your strategy to go and get the best players and the best coaches you can to bring in to win? Obviously, I think Coach Bielema has made Illinois a priority for him. That's something that means a lot to coaches like myself, to, I think, players in this state. You know, to have some pride in your state, in your state school, in the University of Illinois. And, you know, really, as a head coach now, I really like to talk a lot about philosophy and culture. You know, I really don't do a lot of X's and O's stuff as a head coach. You know, it's kind of something I really didn't expect, you know, going into this job. But it's not as much coaching football as it is coaching culture and coaching philosophy and how we're implementing that and where we're getting all that stuff from. And so I think, you know, building a winning football team, it takes a lot of different avenues, and it's more than just, you know, putting players on a field or calling the right play. You know, you really got to build this thing from the ground up. And, you know, I think especially with science and what science gives, you know, these coaches and these programs the ability to do in a weight room and from a physical training aspect, you know, there's a lot of things that college football can provide, and the educational standpoint certainly above all. And that's one thing the University of Illinois has, I think, over a lot of other schools, is just the quality of that education. But you know, every coach has their own spin on things, and they all come from different places, and to kind of, you know, hear them all out, to mesh them all together to an extent, is something that I find rewarding in this job.
Now, Jack, you were an offensive lineman at Illinois. Illinois just hired a new offensive line coach in Bart Miller. Do you know anything about Bart Miller, and what do you think of the hire thus far?
I mean, I think it's a good hire. You know, he's, again, from the state of Illinois, from up north in Chicago, so he's played some big-time high school football and certainly has been around. I hear that he's an intense individual, and I think that as an offensive line coach, if you're not intense, then you're not coaching the right spot. If you got a coach that wants to kick people's asses, that's really what it's all about. And I think that that's who he is as a coach. And again, I'm excited to meet him and the rest of these coaches, you know, when we're able to do so. But I think that, you know, knowing Coach Bielema's philosophy on offense is big boy football, wants to, you know, run it down your throat. That's the type of offensive line coach that he would want to hire. So that's, you know, who I'd imagine Coach Miller is going to be. I know that he's been with some really good football programs. Certainly Wyoming's was a really, really good offense, highly productive. So, you know, you get some Big Ten O-linemen in there, you want to kick somebody's ass. I think that's what it's all about. I think, Doug, you're trying to talk. I can't hear you. I think you're muted, my man.
Muted.
Yeah, Jack, I wanted to ask you about what you were just talking about, actually. And, you know, covering Illinois for the last decade, I've seen a lot of assistant coaches come and go, and some of them come and go more than once, like Luke Buckus, who, you know, two stints at the University of Illinois coaching offensive line. And I've always seen kind of two different types of coaches, two different philosophies. One is the guy who does want to kick somebody's ass, like a Luke Buckus, get in their face, focus on toughness in the trenches. And then we've seen guys like the last coach focusing more on technique, more like an NFL coach who's coaching guys that know how to play offensive line. But is there a happy medium there? As, you know, as a former player, what kind of coach did you prefer?
Yeah, I think there can be happy medium. You know, before I was the head coach at QND, I was the offensive line coach for Culver Stockton College and then a high school in Canton, Missouri. And I tried to have some kind of happy medium, because I think that when you talk about coaching offensive line, really more so than any other position in this sport, you have to be talking about technique and the fundamentals, because there's a way to do things and to get it done. And certainly in the NFL, that's what it's all about. It's about technique. Everybody's big and strong and fast, but you got to know how to get it done and how to use your body in the right ways. But at the same time, you know, offensive line is a combative sport. You know, football is a combative sport. And certainly offensive linemen are combat athletes, in my opinion. And so you got to know how to, number one, how to be, you know, a combat athlete. But number two, you got to physically dominate somebody. So I think there can be a happy medium. I think that offensive line coaches can drive themselves crazy trying to, you know, figure out one way or the other. And, of course, and you also got the scheme aspect of it too, and having to know how to block, you know, every single front to every single play. So, you know, offensive line coaches are special breeds, in my opinion. And, you know, they're, yes, you can find a happy medium. Sometimes when the going gets tough, you're going to have it one way or the other. And hopefully you got somebody that wants to kick somebody's ass more so than not.
So, Coach, I got to ask, it sounds like you like that smash mouth football. How many kids you got that are middle linebackers and fullbacks?
We've got a lot of fullbacks, John. One thing, you know, we do run some offense out of the shotgun, and we run some spread stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be able to line up and run it down somebody's throat, you know, to get those extra yards and to get those short yard situations. But Q&D's always had great fullbacks, and we always will have great fullbacks, no doubt.
Jack,
who's your rival? Who's your biggest rival?
I think Quincy Senior High is right now. You know, it's a crosstown rivalry. It's one that we've kind of rejuvenated in the last couple of years. And it's who we're opening our season with, you know, who we would have in the fall had we a play, and who we will next fall. So that's a game that certainly we want to get. We haven't won many of those games at QND. And so I think that we feel like we've got a good chance now that we need to put up a good fight.
Excellent.
Jack, a hypothetical question for you. Say that the season is allowed to go on in the spring. Normally in a fall football season, you're starting out in warmer weather and you're transitioning to colder weather. Well, yep. If the season starts in March, it's, you know, you never know what you're going to get in March. You could have 60 degree temperatures, or you could have 20 degrees and 10 inches of snow. You just never know. Mm-hmm. Just what's that going to look like from a standpoint of, you know, transitioning from maybe the opposite, from colder to warmer, rather than warmer or colder?
That's the million-dollar question, Jim. I feel like I'm looking for that answer myself. You know, every football season you start, you always have to follow the heat acclimation phases that the state gives you. But this time, obviously, there's no heat that we have to acclimate to. If the weather's good, we'll be able to go outside and play. If not, we got to find a gym and try to do whatever we can, the best we can. But you're right. I think that the unknown, again, speaks to this whole year, you know, going back to 2020 at the very beginning and everything that, you know, every one of us as human beings is going through right now. There's just a lot of unknown, and you have to roll with the punches. You have no other choice. You know, the only other option is to not be doing it. So that's certainly not what we want to have. Our young people want to play, and I think that they deserve that opportunity. They're healthy and they're excited about it. They're following the rules. You know, everybody's wearing their masks, staying socially distanced, you know, hand hygiene, all of that stuff. These young people get it, and they just want to have an opportunity to have the choice to go out and do it. And I think that they can get it done.
And I wanted to ask you about the Illinois offensive line, what you might know about them. First, Kendrick Green, Peoria kid. He's entering the NFL draft, and you've participated in NFL camps. What do you see from him, and what do you think the NFL scouts are going to see when he has his senior day or if he goes to the combine?
I think they're going to see a big, strong athlete. I remember last spring watching him, you know, squat 700 pounds a couple of times like it was nothing. And, you know, I know what kind of program he played in high school and where he comes from. And, you know, that's somebody who obviously he loves the sport. He loves playing football and he loves being an offensive lineman. And I think that, you know, he played a lot of different spots in the middle, you know, went into center last year, a couple games, played both guards. So, I mean, he's somebody who's got a broad skill set. He's, again, a very strong athlete, somebody who's hungry, and somebody who represents a community who's supporting him. And I'm really excited about his future.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a long-term pro. Just looking at him, he's a lot in common with Nicky Allegretti, who's playing at Kansas City now. But, Illinois had an all-Illinois offensive line last year, all kids who played high school ball in the state of Illinois. Vertus Brown transferred to IMG in Florida, but he's from Chicago. Then you have some super seniors coming back for an extra year because of COVID, Doug Kramer, Vidarian Lowe, and Alex Palchewski. Now, talk about that group a little bit. What's kind of the upside for the Illinois O-line next year?
You know, I think anytime that your offensive line has a linchpin right in the middle at center, I think that really starts a lot of the success. You know, certainly you got to have some special athletes to play left tackle and all that. But, you know, what Doug brings to the table, what he's bringing back to the table is really, really exciting. I mean, he's as steady as they come type of player. And I think that when you have that in the middle, again, that's really – what you want to have happen. I mean, I think that it's going to be a brand new identity for these guys, and it's going to be something different than what they're used to. You know, the thing about playing college football is you had to play for a couple of different coaches. That gives you opportunity to learn from a bunch of different philosophies and backgrounds. And I think we'll find out rather quickly what Coach Bielema's is and how that's fitting in with the offensive line and the offense in general. But I think that when you have certainly those three guys that you mentioned coming back, that I think provides a lot of leadership that offense is going to need, that that team's going to need. And so those guys coming back, I'm really excited about.
Alex is coming back from a pretty serious knee injury. Have you ever went through a situation like that in your football career where you're rehabbing and trying to come back? And what were some of the challenges he's going to have to get back on the field?
Yeah, I haven't ever been as seriously injured as he was, and I feel, you know, fortunate by the grace of God. I've certainly had my fair share of injuries, but nothing ever, you know, serious quite like that. But I've had plenty of teammates who have, and I think that the resiliency that you go through with the rehab process and the day in and day out grind that it demands for you to get back to where you want to be, you know, that in and of itself is a grind that, you know, gets you stronger and tougher in itself. And so I think that plus, you know, the new aspect of everything that's going to be happening, you know, I think gives you kind of some motivation to really power through that and, you know, to prove yourself. It's a new coach. So everybody's going to want to prove themselves and to show what they have and what they're about. And certainly coming off of an injury like that, you have a great opportunity to do that.
Hey coach, you're, like you said, you're kind of out there on an island. How far does it feel like you're from Champaign? You know, I know you're about 3 hours away, but does it feel just a little bit different out there? And I mean, how hard is it to build a program when I think sometimes it's even hard for you to get a game against teams you like to play?
We're a well-traveled team, John, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. I can get from my house here in Quincy to Memorial Stadium in about 3 hours. Mm-hmm. But certainly when you're going on I-72 West and I-72 East, it's something about it just makes it feel a lot longer and slower than what it is, you know. But I suppose that's anywhere you drive in the state of Illinois. It's going to be flat and straight no matter where you're at. So, yeah, you're right. You know, we have to travel quite a bit to play ball games. And I think that's one thing that has always impressed me about this team, this, you know, football program in general, is that we will go anywhere to play anybody. We've gone as far south as 20 hours down to Clearwater, Florida. Last year we went up to Richmond Burton. We drove through Wisconsin to get to a game. So, you know, a couple hours away, or, you know, even 3 hours away, like when we played St. Joe Ogden in the past, I mean, that's a short, quick road trip for us, you know. We get back real early on Friday night after the game's over. But, you know, we get to see a lot of the state of Illinois, and the rest of the state of Illinois gets to see a lot of us too. So it's exciting.
Excellent.
Well, Jack, we want to thank you for coming on the podcast tonight. We really appreciate it, and getting your insights about your time at Illinois and also about the new coaching staff. Once again, this is Jack Cornell, head coach at Quincy Notre Dame. Best of luck, coach.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.